This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your calls now, folks. So you want to get involved on air, here's your chance. Any of the issues I've talked about, you're welcome to join us on air. If you didn't get a chance to get in and talk about the Pentagon betting scheme, which is really more of an insider trading front, criminality right out in the open, and Admiral Poindexter, the convicted criminal, is in a lot of trouble over this. If you want to talk about how they're spraying almost the entire state of Oklahoma with chemicals and biologicals in your face, building bioweapons labs everywhere, if you want to talk about how the entire Western world is moving to put in satellite tracker boxes that will be given to the state, local, federal, and international government. So a travel tax to force you into the buses. If you'd like to discuss any of these issues, or the lies of the war, or what the liberals are doing, or the conservatives, how they're all New World Order puppets, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We'll get right to your calls at 800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, maybe you think gun control is conservative. I don't think it is. Maybe you think open borders is conservative. Maybe you think checkpoints are conservative. Maybe you think that the end of America is good. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm a radical. I believe in freedom. I'm very evil. Ron, you were just mentioning Lord Bush, and he said, I take responsibility. Tenet said, I take responsibility. Well, if you took responsibility...
Don't forget the speechwriter. He took responsibility earlier, too.
Yeah, so everybody's taking responsibility. It's like taking responsibility for 911 so they all get raises, and the people that blocked the good FBI agents, the high-level FBI agents, get record cash bonuses.
How stupid can people be, okay? First, he let Tenet fall on the sword for him. That was about 3 weeks ago. Then the speechwriter fell on the sword for him. That was maybe 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And then he comes up to the plate because the heat is so intense, I guess there's just no way to avoid it anymore. So he has to take responsibility. So what he has done is he's compounded his lie. Even if you were willing to turn a blind eye to the misstatement in the State of the Union speech, you can't, if you have common sense now, turn a blind eye to the fact that he's allowed a lie to get compounded and propagated over the period of a month. And now he comes forward and he finally takes responsibility for it.
Well, by the way, everybody's just focusing, they're all focusing in on, the 16 words about uranium, tons of uranium from Niger to Saddam, and he wants to build a bomb, or is building a bomb, and there's they can hit us in 45 minutes, there's the mobile weapons trucks, there's the fake dossiers, and I heard Lord Limbaugh on the air the other day saying, oh, well, what about this meeting in Czechoslovakia? That's been proven to be a lie. I hear Hannity saying, what about the mass graves? That's admitted. I mean, they keep repeating the lies as the ultra-liberals that they are.
As a matter of fact, you mentioned Hannity. He said something on his TV show about two nights back. I found it really strange. His radio show. In which people called and said, why doesn't the president give more information and have press conferences and be a little bit more forthright? And the excuse Hannity gave for the president was, why should the president have to give any details or any more information? The press don't believe him anyway. So the president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, they call it the liberal press. The liberal press has been in a giant worship fest.
Yeah, that's right. I would hardly say he's been getting a pass from the press.
I mean,
my impression. Hello?
So you're saying you think the press has been after him?
No. I'm saying that he's actually probably gotten something of a pass.
I know that I read the transcript of the press conference he gave, and it was the most softball stuff I ever heard.
But Hannity's philosophy is that why should the president have to account to the American people, you know, because after all, the press is not going to believe him. So
exactly. I mean, did Stalin have to account to the Russian people? We'll be back with your calls.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Go read the book 1984, or Brave New World. Then go to any mainstream news site and really look at what's in the news stories. Cameras in the high school dressing room showers. Police running around in black ski masks with submachine guns. Face scanning cameras everywhere. Satellite tracker boxes going in the vehicles. Troops invading all these sovereign countries. Endless lies and propaganda out of Washington. The government force drugging millions of children with Ritalin and Prozac. Shipping the other narcotics in, then using that crisis as an excuse to crack down on the people. It's a joke. We're living in a police state, folks. And it just randomly feeds on people. It feeds on its own, those that serve the system. It feeds on those that fight the system. It just goes around, a giant criminal enterprise, expanding its size and scope and funding. And always in the name of protecting us because it's so good and so trustworthy, when it's really just a system made up of power-hungry sadists, and we know that governments are the most dangerous thing constituted among men in history, but the general public somehow thinks they're members of the establishment and want to rationalize the threat away because they're so lazy, even as this system destroys their lives and their children's futures. Let's talk to Justin in Minnesota, then Roy, Lucinda, and others. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I had just a couple questions I wanted to ask you. Maybe it's another thing that you could put up on your website. Maybe just like a top 5 or 10 influential NWO members, a list of the prison camps that you're talking about is the ones that are supposedly already built. I wonder if you could put anything like that out there for me to do some more research on.
Well, now, we do have a concentration camp section on PrisonPlanet.com. Have you been to it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I mean, there's Detroit Free Press saying, quote, our troops are trained to kill grandmothers. We have the Rocky Mountain News saying mass graves and incinerators are ready for you and your family. Actually says that. We have the L.A. Times, Ashcroft's hellish camps being built, execution centers for anyone committing a misdemeanor. We have the East Coast, West Coast TV stations reporting with county commissioners announcing. Dave Schultz, one of them we had on the show, about how the feds told him about how they wanted to use the national park as a mass camp for hundreds of thousands of people. They're reopening Manazar in the Japanese camps. That's admitted. We've been there and gotten photos and written articles about it, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
So most of the
They're building. I mean, the camps. We've got more prisons than any other country in the world. The camps are your giant new county jails and law enforcement centers and FEMA emergency centers. I mean, right here in Austin, the old Robert Mueller Airport.
Okay.
800 acres. Part of it's a movie studio. The other part is jet hangers with bolts and chains in the floor. Thousands of cots, porta potties, barbed wire inside, and places to chain people up with armored vehicles parked. And then they announce on the local news, this is a camp for your safety, and Austin wins the FEMA 2000 award. This is before 911, and they're building some new giant law enforcement center, and you can't get into the city hall now, and it's armored guards and guys in ski masks walking around in black uniforms, clicking their heels with helicopters flying around and drones scanning everything. I mean, it's just talk about and the camps are right out in the open.
Okay.
The camps are all they're all right there. What are the camps? I mean, take Newsmax. Christopher Ruddy got the public federal purchase orders for 3 1-million man camps. He wrote like a big 9-page story. And then he, a week later, had to write an article called, Yes, It's Really True. There are camps. He said his conservative readers were all emailing him going, I can't believe this. This is incredible. You made this up. I thought you were good.
Where was that?
Newsmax. It's on the site. We got links to all this on InfoWars.
Okay.
And he said, it's a public federal purchase order. Sir, in 1999, we have footage from Hebron, Maryland, from Oakland, California, from South Texas, as Army, as Marines, as Dutch Marines, as British Marines, as Israeli troops, and Australians and Germans train, admittedly, with role players screaming, I'm an American, please, I have rights, no, 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 not the camp. I have footage of Marines on a tour saying you're going to get a chance to watch an execution as they put a guy down on his hands and knees and simulate blowing his head off. Go ahead. Anything else?
Well, I was wondering, do you know, like, where they quarter some of these foreign troops? Or?
Oh, man, here in Austin, if you see about half the time of a bus stops, and it's got troops on it. They'll be Chinese, Mexican, Czech Republic. They'll offload their little UN badges. Sacramento Bee reported last year a giant UN operation from Northern California to Nevada with armored UN vehicles and helicopters and a practice shutdown of the states. I mean, it's just wall to wall, sir.
Wow.
Wall to wall.
Just to wrap this up, I'll let you get out of the next.
Well, what were your other questions? Because you brought up that question, and then I went off into a.
Well, I wanted to get back to like maybe a top 5 or 10 people that you would think, you know, we're doing the most harm to.
Well, I mean,
liberties right
who
now.
Are the heads of the New World Order?
Yeah.
Because we always talk about Clinton or Wolfowitz or Bush, you know, they're minions.
Right.
And it's simple. They've got a core of technicians to bring in the New World Order, but to make sure they control the political process, one poses as a left puppet, one poses as the right puppet. But if you want to know who owns the New World Order, it is the Dutch Roll family, British Roll family, the Rothschild banking family in this country, the Rockefeller banking family. There's a few other families involved in it, but that's the top five.
Okay.
And they own your media. They own your weapons firms. They own your plastics manufacturing plants. They own your oil companies. They own your private Federal Reserve and IMF and World Bank, which is private shareholders. They own the money machines. They print the money, folks. Bill Gates is a pauper compared to these people. And they're so powerful and influential, you never hear their names.
Yeah, because I know you always hear that Bill Gates is supposedly the richest guy in the
world. Yeah, I mean, the globalists make in a day off derivatives and the stage currency speculation markets what Bill Gates supposedly has with 80-something billion, you know, after the stock market went down, it was 120 billion. I mean, Bill Gates was nouveau riche, middle class, to the elite, and they told him, they said, we're going to break you up unless you give $24 billion for inoculation. Just like Ted Turner, you know, he gave $1 billion. The guy's always calling us useless feeders and how we need forced sterilization and how we need to, you know, only have one kid. But then he loves the little black kids. He gives $1 billion so they get their little shots because he loves them. I mean, folks, can you put two and two together or do you want to be dumb slaves?
And I guess the last thing I wanted to leave you with kind of ties into that. I was wondering if there's any groups of people specifically like that are willing to form communities that are in opposition to this type of thing.
Problem with that is if it's a bunch of people out on a ranch living in their little cabins, is they'll just insert a provocateur who will, you know, it'll be in some state where you can't sell guns without a license, and you can't sell your neighbor a shotgun, and so the provocateur will get into the community for a year, sell a gun to somebody that's totally legal, but quote, didn't do the gun show background check. SWAT teams will come in, machine gun children, shoot their dogs, hold up dead dogs on TV, run around laughing, burn the place down, and be called heroes. Of course, that happened at Waco. And did you know at Waco they shot the dogs in the kennels and then held up the dead puppies? And then the made-for-TV movie had the BATF saving the puppies. Of course, if there's video of them killing the dogs, and it's admitted, then they beat up the cameraman from the local news station because, you know, he was out with Al-Qaeda. Anytime they attack us, it's because we're terrorists. They never did anything wrong. But what you can do is take over counties and cities. You can get in there, educate the public with a real constitutionally-based system and take over the city that way, yes.
That's more what I was talking about. Are there any towns out there like that?
Yeah, there's over 400 cities that have passed laws against the Patriot Act. There's state legislatures that are conservative, like Alaska just did it. And as people are educated, you know, Patriot Act says they can arrest you and execute you in secret. You're never seen again. You're on a milk carton. Well, you just read that to somebody and show them the U.S. Code. You can say, are you for arresting us secretly? And they'll pass a law saying no. This stuff's so over the top now, if we just have the courage to face the horror of it, it'll all come to a screeching halt. Or we can be enslaved. Thanks for the call.
Something else, thanks.
Thank you. All right, Roy and Lucinda and Bobby and everybody else, your calls are coming up in this next segment. I'm kind of... This stuff's getting to me, folks. I mean, I read the documents where they plan to satellite track you and tax you in your car. And I had a lot of yuppie slobs make fun of me as I read the federal documents. Now it's in AP and Reuters and BBC and DWTV. And I'm saying now's the time to admit that the sun really comes up in the morning, okay? It's time to be big now. It's time to admit they're putting thumb scanners in the grocery stores. in Arlington, Texas. I got the Arlington newspaper here, Dallas Morning News, ordered everyone to thumb scan to buy and sell. I mean, that's in the, they're announcing it now, making all the shopkeepers. I mean, it's happening, folks. It's just total end of America. This doesn't, how do you get excited about sports and yell and scream, but you can't get excited about this?
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you want the news? I mean the real news. Because you're sure not getting it now. If you'll open your ears, we'll open your eyes, and we'll open your mind. What did the government know about the possibility of terrorist attacks prior to 9/11? Is mainstream media telling you everything you should know about the war on terror? What is our real interest in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? Who stands to gain if we give up our freedoms in the name of national security? Who's behind the manipulation of our financial markets, and why? We're the jury, you be the judge. We're the GCN Radio Network. Are you tired of being lied to by mainstream media? Well, so are we, and we're doing something about it. Visit us at GCNLive.com and discover the truth for yourself. We're the real deal. We mean business, and we're here to stay. For news that's in your face and sometimes shocking, visit GCNLive.com. www.GCNLive.com. We're the GCN Radio Network. Check us out today. We promise not to tell anyone you were here.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? It sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
I'm sorry. It's a normal response to start hyperventilating on the air and freaking out over concentration camps. AP, LA Times, Reuters, Denver Post, you know, just hundreds of articles, folks, hundreds of them. We're building these camps and we do chain you down for your safety and the terrorists are going to hit us and we're going to have to do this. And during a red alert, you can't leave your house. If you do, you'll be permanently detained at a, quote, re-education center. I mean, they're saying this in the Gannett News Service? Folks, my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and I'm about to go to Roy and Lucinda and Dan, everybody else. It's not a plug, not yet, but Police State 3, Total Enslavement, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes of AP, Reuters, Austin American Statesman, bam, 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 telling you how good the camps are, telling you how good the satellite tracker boxes are, telling you how good the police state is, telling you how good the open border. I mean, it's all just their information, and people go, well, wait a minute, you said don't trust the mainstream media. No. What I said is they put a spin on it. They've got to sell it to you. To get you to accept all this, they got to tell you about it. While they were building it 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, they were very quiet about it. You never saw it in the news. You had to go to government documents. Okay? That was the age of the media just lying blanketly. And they still do that about 10% of the time, just bald-faced total lies. But about 5 years ago, they began shifting, and now they've shifted over again to about 90-10. 90% of it is true. It just has some sickening spin on it. It's like the New Yorker magazine or National Geographic. They both had articles in the last year about, yeah, these wars going into the Gold Coast of Africa are really about De Beers keeping its diamond monopoly and the oil companies getting the oil and gold. But so what? We need it. It's good for us, and we know best anyways. And it was like white man's burden stuff. I thought I was reading, you know, Kipling or something. So that's what they say there. You know, it's just, yes, we're doing it. Yes, it's about getting the diamonds. But it's not like we're going to get those diamonds. In fact, by them doing this, it ensures that those diamonds stay $1,000, you know, a half carat. That's all they're doing. It said, ensuring the monopoly for the family that owns De Beers. I mean, it's a sick joke, people. You've got a bunch of fat cat families that want power and want more power, want to maintain their power, and they got you convinced the government's this sweet little thing that doesn't lie to you and going to take care of you. Folks, about a month ago, I read the BBC where they said they had U.S. and British troops for 20 years from 1960s to 1980s sit out in tanks and on trucks and be sprayed in the English Welsh countryside. They just have a helicopter fly over and spray them, and they'd die, they'd get sick. And they admit the government just cold-blooded murder. And you trust this government. You trust them as far as you can throw them. People, it's crazy. I've read their plans. You got to listen to me. You got to research. You got to look into history and then look at what's being set up today. Just read 1984 and then turn on the nightly news. Watch The Running Man and turn on the news. You've been in it so long, you can't recognize it. It'd be like teleporting a black man from New York City back to, you know, a middle-class black American back to 1835 North Carolina. And it'd be like having that black man walk up in a suit to a black slave bent over a plow and saying, listen, brother, you're a human being. You can say no to this. You're being treated wrong. And man, the slaves were conditioned. They had handbooks on how to do it. He'd go, how dare you? I'm calling master right now. Master, he's bad, he's bad, he's bad. Get him. Oh, he'd run in the house. What kind of scary black man is this? He's trying to talk about my master that does so much for me. It brings me all the goodies. It makes me sick. You people make me sick. Our whole society's being destroyed right now. I am freaked out. I can't believe how fast it's moving, how evil it is, how out of control this system is. There, I got as excited as somebody does when their team scoring a touchdown. But I'm weird. I get excited about the destruction of America, and I get excited because I want to defend this country and my family. Now, I'm a weirdo, but the guy that screams and yells about the 49ers making a touchdown, he's normal and good. See how sick you are? See how screwed up you are? I promise we'll go right to Roy, Lucinda, Dan, and others when we get back, and then I'm going to try to settle down and just get into some news. What happens is I read this stuff for 3 or 4 hours in the morning and at night, and by the time I get on the air, I just can't stand it anymore. It's out of control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Life.
340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Let me just try to boil it down one more time calmly. The government has announced dozens and dozens and dozens. No one's quite sure. The official number has been 36. Now they're saying more. Giant bioweapons labs, level 4. Now, level 4 just isn't an anthrax or a smallpox. It's weaponized stuff. And it means it's in large quantities. And they're going to build these in most major U.S. cities. They're in the process of building them. And, folks, just so you understand, this is 10 times conservatively more dangerous than having a giant nuclear power plant in your city. We have had Porton Down Bioweapons Lab 3 years ago, the same place where they kill U.S. troops and admit it later. Just 20 years ago, we're killing them there, and just admit it. They released foot and mouth. Now, that came out, was admitted. They said, oh, it was an accident. We don't know how, you know, from this underground base. It just showed up in over a dozen places from Scotland to Ireland simultaneously. I predicted with a prime projection by analyzing the different strata and data, the data throughout the different levels of propaganda in the strata, that the environmental minister would declare, and I did this on air over and over again, that no cows or sheep can be restocked. Because, after all, they've been bad for the environment, their runoff, their methane gas ejections and their flatulence. And their environmental minister, after culling 8 million sheep, 4 million cows, said just that. You can't restock. We'll buy your land for nothing and take it over. It's all about centralization, and of course that happened. But so we have these bioweapons labs that are being built everywhere, and I just read earlier where a monkey escaped from one. And the Baltimore Sun has reported at these things, they're producing thousands of gallons, just at the dozens they already have, thousands of gallons of weaponized Ebola and smallpox, thousands of gallons, quote, to study it and treat it. The same groups that kill our troops with it. The same groups that will get complete power and total control out of releasing a thimble of it. The crisis that will come out of it will give them the excuse to let their tyranny sweep out across the land 100-fold what you've so far seen. They've just spread the trap, set the time. Now you follow right into the middle of it. And I have to watch these serial killers laying their trap. And there's only a few thousand globalists and their top technicians doing all this. Everyone else is compartmentalized in different subdirectorates, like Lego pieces that are all put together at the time of their desire. That's why they're setting the precedent, having to announce all this, having to legitimize torture and bio-testing on our cities. That way, when the pilots that have sprayed cities 100 times with biologicals get up there to really spray it for real, they won't know what they're doing and will follow orders. Then they'll be taken to a mobile truck for debriefing. And when the door shuts and the special forces officer puts the mask on, they'll find out what they were really there for, to be killed. Which they've done, by the way, in the past in some of these tests. They can't handle it anymore. It's out of control, people. God help us, please, God. Please heal this land. I mean it. Amen. Let's take calls here. Let's talk to Roy in Florida. Go ahead, and thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, terrorism is real good, and now we can make money at it, Alex, just by predicting when the next attack happens.
Yeah, the globalists who are behind the attacks can now bet on Yeah. And it's making insider trading legal and lawful, run by the government. Betting on when American soldiers will die or when American citizens will be nuked by North Korea.
Jeez. I mean, talk about adding insult to injury.
Hey, you're with Al-Qaeda because you're against betting on our soldiers' deaths. You only get money if they die, but again, that's part of the freedom. Actually caring about troops and not wanting them to huff deadly depleted uranium, which the Army's former top scientist admits is hurting them and killing them. It's good to have them huff that.
Now, that story is absolutely outrageous. And one good thing about it
But see, it's outrageous because it got a lot of attention. When the BBC reports that Porton Down killed U.S. soldiers on purpose under U.S. government orders in the 1980s, it's in the BBC once, and no one ever hears about it, and some idiot in a checkout line will accuse me of making it up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roy. I'm sorry.
I just, what are they going to do next? You know, betting on terrorism. It's just... got me, and I'll tell you, it's got most ordinary people that have seen this article outraged. Maybe it'll help.
Well, look, guess who runs the Pentagon, Deadpool, and our soldiers?
Poindexter.
The guy that runs the Total Information Awareness Network, now the Terrorism Information Network, and... he's the convicted felon, but on top of it, DARPA, of course, is involved. DARPA's always involved.
Yep.
Let me tell you, last night I'm down at one of the big UT departments because they have some cool hallways and places to shoot some video. And I'm down there, and literally I'm just by a workstation right out in the open area where the graduate students are, and there's DARPA mind control documents laying there. And a researcher walks by, you know, it's like 12 o'clock at night, I'm up working doing this, and shooting some video, and all of a sudden this researcher walks by and he goes, Alex Jones, we're big fans. And I go, what's all the DARPA stuff? He goes, well, most of our departments fight not to take DARPA, but DARPA money, but they said DARPA's everything. DARPA, and it's all mind control. It's a giant mind control facility. It's lavish. I mean, the place is gigantic. And look, I'm just in the areas you're allowed to be in. A lot of it's classified and walled off.
Yeah. Well, I just had to express my thoughts on this subject.
Well, thank you. I mean, my whole point here is, Roy, is that I go down just to shoot some video in some cool hallways, which, you know, because the place is incredible. And, you know, there's DARPA documents of how to mind control us laying there. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. I don't know. People pointed this out. But any time I go on a road trip or I pick up a video camera to go do something, the most crazy things happen. And I guess God just guides me and puts me in the right place at the right time. But, you know, it's like the takeover. We walk into the police station in Florida and say we'd like to talk about the troops working with the police. And a woman comes running from behind the counter screaming, shoot everyone, martial law. Blah. I mean, how do I get this on tape? Anything else, Roy?
No, that's it. That's the latest outrage. Thank you, Al.
Hold on a second, Roy. For those that just joined us, I don't want to run over you. I want to give you time. For those that don't know what we're talking about, because a lot of folks don't know about this, tell them in a nutshell. What the Pentagon announced on Monday and canceled yesterday?
It's the political analysis management section of DARPA. And what they're doing is they say that that greedy corporate types are better at predicting the future than their experts.
No kidding that the CFR people know when the next terror attack's happening. So, yeah, now they get to legally make money off their insider knowledge. You know, as the news said, terrorists could strike and make money. Yeah, it happened on 911, folks, with the insider trading on the airlines, and that led back to the CIA.
And Can you imagine Tom Rich getting in front of the TV saying, well, I made money on this last terrorist attack? But I don't know. They're doing everything. You know, the remote readers, everything under the sun to try to predict the future. And this is just another method that they're using to...
But, I mean, predict the future. They know when the next terror attack is going to take place, and so the Pentagon's going to run the betting parlor for the commodities right out of the Pentagon, betting on when U.S. cities will be nuked, when the smallpox gets released,
yes,
how many troops are going to die in Iraq this week. I mean, that's just the top level. That's just the crust. Then you've got their excuse, oh, it's to predict and save lives. Then you've got the fact that it's to get us involved in a betting running man thing where there's always got to be a war so these greedy idiot sports fans, these cult members, can have something to bet on. And then, at the same time, it's about having insider trading right out in full view. The globalists have got to do everything in plain view because their minions aren't evil. They're just mindless rubber stamps. Their minions just follow orders. And if it's been announced, it must be okay. See, it's all about peer pressure. So they've got to announce they're doing this.
Yeah.
It's like I'm getting on the news and saying, not only do we need to torture Al-Qaeda suspects, but their children. And then the pundits all say, yes, yes, that's very good.
And also, you know, since the real terrorists are being kept in a safe haven, well, they just send them out and they know the job's going to be well done.
Exactly. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Roy. Great points. Lucinda, thanks for holding. You're on the air from Kansas. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling. I just recently started listening to the radio show, and I have some questions.
Sure.
The first one is, it got announced that we have a camera system here in Wichita at the light, and the only thing they're going to do is take a picture of your license plate if you run a red light. Is that all it's going to do?
No, it's been announced that the cameras are paid for by the federal government with a state supplement, and they are hooked into data grids with software to read each camera. Can read up to 1,000 license plates in a full field view shot, 1,000 in a single second, as if they even need that type of power. They face scan you. If you look, the cameras, at least the second phase they'll put it, I don't know if they put in the second phase in your area, will face scan you. And it's hooked in and designed by DARPA. Generally, they will then, in the third phase, like they've done in Austin, put cameras in the neighborhoods with shotgun microphone pods, again, hooked into DARPA. That was done in 98 here in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And, again, cameras in your neighborhood with microphones is 1984. It's not a free country.
Yeah.
Wichita also has announced thumb scanners to go in your grocery stores to buy and sell.
I asked one of my... grocery store people about that, and he said he'd heard a rumor, but they hadn't made a decision yet.
Heard a rumor? It was announced. What's your Wichita daily paper?
Oh, the Wichita Eagle Beacon. I work.
Yes, that's it. I failed the data transmission, but yeah, about 3 weeks ago, that article said that your major grocery stores within 1 year will be forcing you to thumb scan to buy and sell.
Okay.
So, but I mean, that's your Wichita paper. That's the CEO of what's the grocery store chain based in Wichita?
Dillon's?
Yeah. I'm going from memory here. I'm failing right now. Usually I can remember this, but I think that's it. I specifically can't say. I read the article on air.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, again, you call in and I remember just in your neck of the woods what they're doing. Look, it's all planned. It's all a grid.
Yeah. Are they trying to do this so that they can get felons and terrorists? Is that what they're...
Well, they are the terrorists.
Yeah.
See, exactly. They carry out terror and then say, we got to run your life and we got to take your rights now to keep you safe. I mean, how many times have you heard them, give up liberty, you get security? Well, you know, in history, if you give up liberty, what do you get?
Tyranny.
Exactly. So...
Yeah.
Look, I would just challenge you to... do you have a computer?
I don't have one right now. I just got this shortwave radio, and I just heard picked up your station by a fluke one morning.
Now,
it's interesting.
I think Wichita can pick and barely pick up, because I was up there and was listening to it in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
I think, in fact, I'm pretty sure I heard our affiliate in Kansas City from there, and I know they're in the process of upping the power, too, so I know you'll be able to soon.
Yeah, because there's times when the station just goes really, really, I mean, it's like dead.
Yeah, during the day, shortwave's not very good. You need to listen at night. From 9 to midnight, it comes in a lot better.
Okay.
5.085 and 6890.
Okay. I just have a little handheld shortwave radio, and the antenna broke.
Well, that's your problem.
Okay, and I found out, I was listening to it. I'm a listen to talk radio a lot, and I'm always trying to get information wherever I can. Walmart is one group that's doing this. I don't know. What they have is these little chips that are the size of grains of sand, and they have little antennas.
Ma'am, I'm not bragging. I've been talking about this for 6 years. Hex Mars wrote a book about it 7 years ago.
Well, there's another lady that was talking about it last night. Her last name is Albright.
Yeah, we've had her on.
And
they got the secret documents from inside Walmart with Homeland Security as a master plan for total control.
Yeah, because they'll take your picture when you take something off a shelf, and then they'll take your picture again when you... There's a little tracking device in it. Gillette purchased like 500 million of these little granular chips.
And what they do with it is they then access the driver's license database that took the digital photo.
Uh-huh.
And then when you leave, this is the plan, they scan your name onto the chip and then track you with it. And we already have these documents from the Office of Naval Intelligence that developed these. But now... the idiots at the RFID Center at MIT, the consortium with the Pentagon and Walmart, had a back door that was open, didn't have to hack it. Some of their classified documents were accessible, so the public got them. And Walmart and others admit, yeah, they're very angry. And it's they've been meeting with Homeland Security. It's a giant cashless society grid control system, as we said it was. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but does that make you angry?
Well, it has me disturbed. I mean, am I going to be one of them that's going to get put in a camp and shot?
Let's say you're a big liberal, but you've got a business that a member of the Homeland Security Board in your state wants. You'll get arrested, and a lot of you'll never be seen. They'll just shoot you a couple times, throw you in a meat grinder, or a vat of acid, or down into a coal mine up in Inez, Kentucky. They built a supermax on top of a large coal mine to get rid of the bodies. So generally, if you got something they want, I mean, maybe a local Gestapo captain wants your husband wants your wife. They'll kill you.
I'm just a single lady a Christian.
Well, you'll be fine then until they want you to move a bunch of Czechoslovakian troops into your extra bedrooms. And then if you complain about it, well, it'll be people like you that cause the nuke to go off. See, after the nuke goes off, after the smallpox, it's a new way of life. They're getting us ready for it.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You don't think we can have 54 million abortions and not be judged? I mean, let's say you don't believe in God. Okay, well, in a world where we rationalize and make excuses about killing 54 million human lives, budding lives, or where we already have euthanasia going on, you've had Wall Street Journal writers on, they've listed, they're killing people, begging for food, begging for water. You didn't know about that? Oh, yeah. There's evil going on all over the place, and you think that could just go on and it isn't going to affect you in your soft little life? Okay, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. You're going to pay. And you think that just because you stay out of this, you're not going to pay. Oh, you're the first that are going to pay. Because predators eat the weak and the stupid. And let me tell you something. You're the weak and the stupid if you don't know about what's happening. And I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm fired up, folks. We'll go to Dan, Dylan, Bill, and others. Dan, real quick in Illinois, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I don't know. How am I doing? I mean, do you like this ranting and raving format?
Well, you know, I bet you there was betting going on in the Roman Colosseums. What do you think?
Well, of course there was. But, you know, how dare us be against the guys carrying out the terror, making little money on it?
Right. But I was just going to say, you were right about one thing. It's not stupidity. These people at this point in time that still support Bush, they don't care what right is. They have no, they don't care what right and wrong is. This guy can do no wrong. They worship him as God.
Hey, I remember trying to wake up liberals about Clinton, and again, they're just puppets. But we have to expose them because people think they have this power. And
but you know,
I go, Bill Clinton's horrible. He's evil. He's a liar. You're just jealous of him. I have power through him. Same thing with the Republicans. It is so pathetic.
But I mean, I think Bush could butcher a child on public television, and Hannity would go out the next day and say the child deserved it. You know what
well,
I mean? I mean,
Bush is just a puppet. That's clear. But I mean, the level of lying and the Total Information Awareness Network and. You know, now they admit there's Patriot Act 2, and Ashcroft says you better pass it. The guy said over and over again for months there is no Patriot Act 2. You're a liar if you say it. I mean, it's just incredible. And they say it doesn't take your rights. I hear the neocons every day. Sweatshops are good. Open borders are good. Genetically modified food's good. The Patriot Act doesn't take your rights.
They don't care what's wrong anymore. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. As long as this administration says it, it's automatically good, as if they're God.
Thanks for the call. Okay. I hear you. I mean, the size of government's growing. We're losing our liberties. Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban, and they'll say good. Hope he signs it. Good. Gun control's good. I've had conservatives, so-called conservatives, call. Well, so what if he bans all shotguns that are semi-automatic? He's got to do something. You people make me sick, you neocons. You know who you are, you pathetic jellyfish. You neoliberals is what you are. Before I end this hour again, I just throw the plug in. I hope you get Road to Tyranny. I hope you get Masters of Terror. I hope you get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Hope you get my videos and get them out to everybody. You see a different side of Alex Jones as I calmly, with the video clips and documents, go through the New World Order master plan and how to stop them. Road to Tyranny, documents who carried out September 11th. It's my best film. Got a new one out that's excellent as well, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the videos today. Do not wait, folks. That's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So stop sitting on the bench. Get in the game now, or we're going to lose it all. 888-253-3139. Your station doesn't carry the third hour. You should ask them why. You should sponsor them so they do carry the third hour.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...